Welcome to the Bob WBE Commerce Show, a podcast to help you start up and grow your e-commerce site. Hey everybody, Bob WP here, and you are joining episode 134, which is officially our last show of 2018. Now, we are coming up on 3 years. We've had a few breaks here and there. And hey, there's been some iterations of this podcast. Well, 2019 isn't going to be any different. In fact, I thought this would be the perfect chance for the last show of the year to share with you what you might be seeing on not just this podcast, but our other podcasts as well as on our site, bobwp.com. So for over the last 3 years, we've been totally making the transition to focusing our site on WordPress and e-commerce, which of course includes monetization of your site. One of the things that we did was evaluate our readers, the kind of content we wanted to move forward with. And having spent several years teaching beginners in the basics of WordPress, it was time to make that move. Now, during the course of these 3 years, there's been people that have obviously noticed this transition. And of course, there's others that maybe haven't because of my focus in the past. But this year, we're kind of going to make it momentous, or at least this coming year of 2019, where we are now wanting to be totally focused on e-commerce and WordPress. And we're hoping during these last 3 years and where we're at now, we can be considered by you and others as one of the top sources for e-commerce and WordPress. This is a huge area. It covers a lot, including monetization. But again, we're up for it. And I think we've got some exciting content coming in this next year. Let's start with this podcast, the Bob WP e-commerce show. Over time, this has morphed a bit. Primarily, we've talked about e-commerce and WordPress. Now, in the past, many of our guests have provided information around marketing, social media, taxes, shipping, security, and others have touched on what they've done with products in the space. And then we've also talked to store owners who've talked about their own sites. It really varies who we've had on here. Really focused WordPress people and people outside the space like Pat Flynn, Chris Brogan, people that have brought the expertise they have in and have shared that as it relates to e-commerce. Now, this year, we're going to take it back to totally focusing on WordPress and e-commerce, and even more so specifically on products and services. We aim to give you ideas of the great tools that are out there to help you with your online store or your monetizing efforts. And we'll bring guests in to not only share their services or products, but give you valuable tips in the specific area we're talking about. Online stores are growing using WordPress, so we want to help those who are bringing you those tools and have them share them with you and give you their own insights on how you can make your store even more successful. Our other podcast, Do the Woo, which is a podcast on WooCommerce. This particular podcast you're listening to originally started as that, and then we decided to branch out into the bigger picture of e-commerce and WordPress, and it kind of went on hiatus for a while. Started it up, kind of sat back a little bit again, a little bit erratic, but finally I took the time to decide the approach I wanted to take on that, and this was a result of me pursuing a co-host, which ended up being Brad Williams from Web Dev Studios. He agreed to join me as a co-host, and we thought we could talk about, WooCommerce related stuff and some of the stuff that maybe isn't so WooCommerce specific in the e-commerce space, but would still help you as a WooCommerce store owner. Now, the timing of this isn't going to change any because we are still going to be doing that podcast instead of weekly like this one. We do that one every other week. But this time we're going to bring in a guest. So there's going to be Brad and myself and then a guest. And that guest will be talking about some WooCommerce stuff, you know, something they're involved with WooCommerce. There may be some crossover between the two podcasts as far as who's on it, but the focus will be different. So that will be specifically WooCommerce. And then at the same time, we'll be able to have that guest join us as we talk about the other areas that we've talked about in the past. So we may hear something unique in the e-commerce space that we read in the news, and we'll bring that up, and the three of us will chat about it rather than just Brad and myself. So look forward to a little bit of a twist there on the Do the Woo podcast and Liquid Web, who offers WooCommerce managed hosting, continue to be our sponsor for that podcast. And of course, we're very grateful for their support. Now let's go back to the blog, bobwp.com. That's where these two podcasts reside as well. And as I mentioned before, we want to build this site as one of the top sources for e-commerce in the WordPress space. And I really think we're already there. We just need to get the word out. So I'm hoping maybe we can have your help on that. Really nothing new on the content front. We're going to continue to bring out tutorials and show you how to use e-commerce plugins, extensions. Be bringing in some new stuff, you know, as far as BigCommerce has now entered the WordPress space. Of course, you'll still see a lot of WooCommerce, and we're going to kind of up the game on easy digital downloads. So we'll be talking about that more as well. And then, of course, it's just not those two. Other plugins we'll be introducing, as well as the many tools and services out there to help you with your online store and how to monetize your site. So that's going to pretty much stay status quo. You know, tons of content by our traffic. We are seeing that's what you're looking for, or that's what our readers are looking for. So we want to continue that. Now, the other thing that we'll probably be throwing in, of course, is because of the new WordPress editor that was just recently released with WordPress 5.0, well, that kind of switches things up a bit, known as Gutenberg. And it's all about working with blocks. WooCommerce already has some blocks in place. It's really going to change how we do things with the editor in WordPress. And some of our content, we will probably go back and update accordingly. And then, of course, we'll be talking about all the cool stuff over the next year, and I'm sure far beyond this next year, that you're going to see regarding blocks and the new WordPress editor. So you'll be seeing a bit of that, or maybe more than just a bit. Lastly, some of you may or may not know that last February, we did something a little bit unique on this site, and that was called the 48-hour content marathon. Essentially, what it was is we created 48 pieces of content, and during the course of 2 days, we pushed out a new piece of content every hour. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it was more of a challenge to us, and it also, we had some ideas behind actually helping to support our site and the continuation of that, which we may do this year again. But what we are going to do is the content marathon again. We're going to focus on e-commerce, which is obvious. You know, it was crazy. It was fun. It was exhausting. And I swear I never would do it again. But I've learned in my life and all the years I've been on this planet Earth that you should never say never. So it's going to be happening. It'll be happening in February sometime. I'm not sure. Last year we had it at the beginning of February, but further announcements of that will come onto the blog here shortly. It's going to be like last year, where it's basically a mix of text, posts, video, and audio. And again, we hope to throw a few fun things in there. I had some ideas of what I wanted to do last year and didn't get around to it. So you never know what's going to come out of it. But again, expect that. And of course, this isn't something that we do and then we put it behind a paywall. We may take it off the grid, off the site, and re-release all the content over a period of time, or we may just leave it on there. In either case, you know, hope you catch some of it. I don't expect you to read or listen or watch all 48 pieces of content in the matter of 2 days, but I hope you do join us during that time. Come to the site, see what's going on, see the content that's being put out, and maybe help support us as well. So let's do that. 2019 is a new year coming, and all I can say is I appreciate you listening to this podcast. If you read our blog posts, appreciate that as well. This is what we do it for. So cheers. Have a wonderful holiday. We hope you continue to be a listener to the Bob WP e-commerce show. See you in 2019.